Hey there! Happy too cold to be spring, but not cold enough to be winter weekday in the Northeast. I'm Tori Jones with the Nerd of God cast, and this is your Nerd of God Daily. Hey, life is hard. Especially when you're a bad-to-the-bone bounty hunter pursuing a crazed space pirate on the planet Zeebs, with nothing other than what is essentially the very first version of your rad orange spacesuit. Especially when all the necessary and scheduled upgrades are scattered around this extremely dangerous planet, with nary a red notification hint as to their discreet whereabouts. Especially when, naturally, the fate of the galaxy depends on you finding and using these upgrades to save the day. Super Metroid is a game that features one of my all-time favorite heroines, Samus Aran, in her pursuit to find the baby Metroid stolen by Ridley, the aforementioned crazed space pirate. The whole planet is open to you for the most part, but each challenge is cloaked in yet another, finding the thing to even start tackling that challenge. Each area requires a suit upgrade of some kind to traverse, and when first encountering these areas sans upgrade, it can be pretty overwhelming. But isn't life like this sometimes? I know it is for me. We're faced with challenges and life terrain that seems built for some kind of obscure spiritual upgrade or lesson we haven't even learned yet. And then when we finally have learned it, the challenge has really only just begun. The Bible tells us in James 1:4, "Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." God is working on us all the time. He will never leave us or forsake us, and has all the upgrades we need for our power suit. And better yet, He's not going to leave us alone to find them in some strange cave while battling space aliens. God's doing a great work in you. Keep in mind it has a purpose. It's not for nothing. You don't struggle and battle and search alone or in vain or in obscurity. God's goal is that you grow and mature, and someday be complete, not lacking anything when we finally stand in His presence. So, my friends, take heart. God has a plan, and He's working it out in you every day. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or check out our blog at nerdofgodcast.com. For the Nerd of God Daily, I'm Tori Jones, keeping it short and sweet.